The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Good morning, my friend Jonathan.
Morning, Cap.
So, as my friend Jonathan is having shower issues, not that you don't shower, you want to shower, you're having water issues. We got two baseball teams going in entirely different directions in terms of the feel in the city.
Yes. And yes, I'm glad you clarified. Yes, I do like to shower.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of things going for me, but I do like to shower. Now, it's like trying to, you know, wax a 55 Pontiac, but it still gets the job done.
So yesterday you had a big leak.
Pardon the expression?
Exactly. And your wife said, we need a handyman. My wife said the same thing, but she knows I'm awful at fixing things around the house.
Yes, we need to get into
this. What her dad's for, or my friend Myron.
We need to get into this because this kind of relates to your tire story from last week,
right,
regarding being handy in 2021.
Correct.
So we'll discuss it.
We will discuss that. Yesterday, though, the Cubs played in St. Louis against their arch rivals. We kept here. Funny as I found it, or amusing, yeah, we need to get off to a good start in the second half. We took two or three from Arizona. We got to get back into playoff. Yeah, stop. Stop. You're done. I said that 5 weeks ago. Done. Over. We keep hearing Javi Baez wants, reportedly, he's looking for like $200 million. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That is hilarious. While that is all going on and they're making errors and getting pounded in St. Louis, this was happening on our air for your favorite baseball team.
Here's a pitch. Sheets with a blast to right. It's gone! White Sox win it! Oh, what a shot by Gavin Sheets.
It was never in question. Gavin Sheets on a 3-1 fastball, he let it go. That's why Tony La Russa let his kids play tonight. He had faith.
He is being mobbed at home plate. They just dumped the entire Gatorade bucket on his head. And if he survives this, he's going to be a happy man. He absolutely massacred one to right.
That was awesome.
This is why baseball, and this is why sports is great, Cap. You look at that doubleheader and you say, Lance Lynn's going to game one. That's a lock. Shot.
Against
right?
A crappy Twins team.
Right. That's a lock, right?
And you lose.
You lose the ball game.
Right.
And then this game, we asked Chuck Garfine yesterday, who's starting? I don't know. He had no idea who's going to start, right? He said he hinted it might be Lopez. I'm thinking, oh, God. The babyface assassin.
We just knew it was not going to be Michael Kopech.
You could just fold the tent like, oh, it's Lopez. I know what that looks like. That's a bad movie. You walk in there and you go into the movie theater and you sit down with the popcorn and you're like, this is a bad movie, but I'm going to watch anyway, right? Lopez gives you three, and then again, in come-from-behind fashion, clean sheets comes up and gets the job done. This is what I'm talking about, Cap, when you talk about a charm season. You know what it looks like on the north side. You know what that looked like, right?
Yes.
I told Sylvia in 16, like late May, early June of 16, I go, you know your team's going to the World Series. He goes, there's no shot. I was like, no, you're going. I know what it looks like. You know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it. And, you know, we could say, well, just take the next step, make the playoffs next year. Next year's promise to no one, man. Carlos Rodon may get $150 million from someone else. Someone else may get hurt. You may not have this type of starting pitching. That moment last night, hearing Len just over the moon excited to call that.
Yeah.
Like, that was what he left TV to radio to do.
He's having a lot more fun on the South Side.
I think though. He is.
You can hear it. Like, he's had more of those cracking voice sound bites than I can remember, because you're getting this out of nowhere, Cap. It's one thing that you're getting that from, like, Abreu, Anderson, the usual suspects, right? Because they're proven. But when you're getting guys that are not even supposed to be here, they're not even supposed to be on the roster. They weren't figured in, and they're coming up, and La Russa is putting them in a position to succeed, and they come through. That's a special season. I was overjoyed by that finish, because what is sports, Cap? What's sports? Sports? Sports is every day seeing something that you're not expecting.
Every day you show up, it could be two of the worst teams. It doesn't matter who's on the field. History can be made. History. When I showed up May 6, 1998, never expected Kerry Wood in his, what, fifth start, whatever it was, fourth start, to strike out 20? Like, historic? No. Never thought I'd see that. Last night.
And the adrenaline still in Wood's arm as he did the interview. Remember the hand shaking.
Shaking. Talking to Chip and Stoney.
Yeah.
But last night, I looked at the lineup. Garcia, Moncada, Abreu. All right. Goodwin, Vaughn, Sheets, Berger, Collins, Mendick. Mendick is at short.
No shot.
And I'm like, Tony may be mailing this one in just to get guys some rest. And all of a sudden,
here's a pitch. Sheets with a blaster right. It's gone! White Sox win it! Oh, what a shot by Gavin Sheets.
It was never in question. Gavin Sheets on a 3-1 fastball, he let it go. That's why Tony La Russa let his kids play tonight. He had faith.
He is being mobbed at home plate. They just dumped the entire Gatorade bucket on his head. And if he survives this, he's going to be a happy man. He absolutely massacred one to right.
I mean, that ball, when it left his bat,
oh, yeah.
I just come in from, we were at the four autistic kids Apt Electronics golf outing yesterday. And then got some dinner and walk in. I know the Cubs are getting drilled, so I go to the White Sox. Bam! It was unbelievable.
This lineup that looks like you just won the pennant the night before, this crap lineup on the surface, right?
Wins.
You're like, I mean, that's $100 to the Twins, right? You're going to the app and like, there's no way. And Lopez is starting this. But that's when you know it's special. And you can hear the euphoria. You can hear the euphoria in Len Kasper's voice. And that's why I tweeted yesterday, Kev. I'm just like, you know what? Man, this just feels special. Mm-hmm. It just like, I don't know how this ends, but I just know I'm having a hell of a time watching this baseball team, because there's been so many years as a White Sox fan that I turn on a game, and if you're behind, there's no way to come back. Some of the manual White Sox teams.
Robin.
Like the Robin Sox teams, you're down in the seventh, like, nope.
Some of the Ricky teams.
Just turn it off. It's not happening. But you never give up on this team, because you don't know what you're going to see. This was not supposed to happen in the game two of the doubleheader. Game one, felt good about. It's Lance Lynn, after all. A guy that more than likely could be the number one starter in the playoffs whenever the Sox play in the playoffs. But watching that, and I know there will some, Cap, that are listening to us this morning, and they say, well, it's the Twins, and the Twins are. Keep in mind, man, they've been whooping our ass for years.
Right.
So I will take any revenge on them. The team I hate the most in sports, I will take that anytime. Anytime.
And then on the other side of town, you wake up to four errors for the Cubs.
Oh,
two
God.
By Javier Baez. One fielding, one throwing, where he had the guy at the plate, and he airmailed Wilson Contreras way over his head.
Zed's watching every game and every inning. It is amazing. I don't know how he does it.
I learned something about Danny today. Danny's wife is totally not a sports person. Chuck Garfine's wife, Liz, not a sports person. Mm-hmm. Chuck's told me, I go home, I disconnect. I didn't realize Danny's able to really unplug. I knew he unplugged from his phone.
Sure.
He unplugs from the sports because everywhere he goes, everyone's like, that's Danny Zetterman. He's a producer at ESPN. I want to ask him about Justin Fields or the Cubs or the White Sox or whatever. Like me, my wife's into sports. We met at a game. So we talk sports all the time. Your wife was an athlete. She's not a sports fan.
No, not at all. Right. And it's great to go home and hear what's going on with her company and what's going on in her side of the life while I'm still watching sports. Right. It's actually good because when I step, Cap, I could take two steps out of my house and my neighbor wants to ask me about the Bulls every day. Like, I got to peek out the door. It's like, is Ronnie around? Because he'll ask me about the Bulls anytime. I'm talking about like August, July, now. Hey, I have a question about the dude. I do that all. I'm not trying to be a bad guy, but I'm just saying, like, do you have any other conversation besides what are the Bulls doing in the offseason? Seriously. At some point, it gets to a level where it's like, all right, that's enough of that. Seriously. Every day?
That's what I do.
No, every day.
Every day.
No, but if I came to you and asked you Bulls questions 365 days and I'm your neighbor, at some point you'd be like, oh, God, it's the hoods again.
Well, I had a guy walk up to me.
Every day?
So yesterday, to put it like that, yesterday we're at the golf outing. It's raising a ton of money for an amazing cause for autistic children, of which Ricky Apt, this is his signature event of the year. He has a son who's got autism. I've talked about my special needs son, Brett. So it's near and dear to my heart. Well, I'm playing with our boss, Mike Thomas, Sharfy, the head of sales, Andrew Delaney, the head of White Sox sales. None of them are there yet at lunch. So I'm sitting by myself. So I go sit at a table. There's no one at the table. Next thing I know, this guy walks up. Please tell me the White Sox aren't as good as you say they are on the radio. And I said, excuse me? He said, yeah. He goes, I'm a Cubs fan, and I can't stand the White Sox. They're not that good. I said, oh, they're going to the World Series. What? Tell me we're re-signing Chris Bryant and Javi Baez and all. I'm like, no, I can't tell you that. And the White Sox are that good. Next guy comes up. I'm a Cubs fan. Are the Sox really as good as they look? Yes. I'm like,
dude, what I say on the radio is how I feel. We have no script here. Yeah.
There is no script. What's sitting here? My reading glasses and my phone.
Now, there's a show format, but there is no script. It's not like Danny's giving us the lines to say.
Correct.
Sometime.
Occasionally.
Yes.
We're playing that role today. Yes, guys.
Sometimes.
Never.
There might be a wild line in there every now and then. That's pretty good. Right?
Cap, as you say that, Cap's looking at the screen to read the tease. As you say
there's
that.
There's no tease there.
I know. We're dealing with a technical issue.
But as we were talking in the IDOT bullpen, our friend Jonathan also had an issue with the plumbing in his house.
And IDOT likes to remind you,
driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
That's scripted.
All right. We've got Hoodwinked at 7:35. We've got Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, benchmark right there for Shot or No Shot. But it was a great night for the White Sox in Game 2, not so much in Game 1 because they lost. It was not a great night for the Chicago Cubs. Oh, and the New York papers are calling it Christmas with a K in July.
Okay.
Christmas with a K in July. You all know what that means. We'll get into all of it next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
So while we enjoy listening to Len's voice crack, and I could just imagine, I know what my brother was doing when that ball was flying out of the stands. He was going crazy. I know what you were doing, because when you have, as the late Jack Buck once told me, I said, Jack, you call the Super Bowl, the Indy 500, and you name the big event, Final Four, you're also the voice of the Cardinals. He said, well, I said, what's the coolest thing? Super Bowl? He's like, absolutely not. Number one is when you have an emotional attachment to a baseball team on a six-month joyride that might end in a championship, there's nothing better. He said, I love calling baseball, but I show up at the stadium. If my team is 20 games out, I'm doing baseball. I like it. It's a great way to make a living. But this sucks. But he said, when your team every night feel like you've got the magic and you're never out of it, he said, there's nothing better in sports. And I'm a Cubs fan. I don't have that this year. You do. It's got to be amazing.
What about the rest of the story with Jack Buck? What about the rest of it? Then afterwards, after he told you that, he said, excuse me, son, I like the Cardinals on the money line.
Yes, he liked to gamble. My friend was his producer. He said, dude, we'd be literally back in 30. All right, give me the Cardinals on the money line. I want to hook that with the Steelers, the Giants, and the Bears all laying the points.
Dude, read it back to me. That's what I wanted. Thank you, sir.
In his book, and Joe, his son, wrote how he would take him on road trips to California, and then as they were heading back, they would drive to Vegas, and Jack would just give Joe like $40 and leave him in the room, and be like, "All right, go get yourself dinner. I'm going to go out to casinos." He'd pull an all-nighter. And then some nights, Jack would come back really happy, and Joe knew that he did really well.
Yeah.
And other nights, he would come back and say, well, we worked this week for free, Joey. And then they'd drive back to St. Louis.
Isn't that great?
Dear old dad.
He loved, loved to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so
this is a series that usually you are really jazzed up about, Cap.
Yes,
this lights your fire. Cubs Cardinals, right? No matter the record, you hate them the most.
That's the team I dislike the most. Mm-hmm. And I subscribe to the New York Post. I get it on my iPad, and they have, it's awesome. It comes in, you hit download, and it's like you've got the paper right there. Sure. You just turn the pages.
Sure,
phenomenal.
The Big Capple.
And then I am looking at it, and it's all about the Mets need to have a Merry Christmas with a K in July. I'm like, hold on a second. It's got to be our guy. And it's an article from Ian O'Connor, headline, "The Mets need to make a trade for Chris Bryant." He said the money shouldn't matter. You've got a billionaire owner who already signed Lindor, who's now hurt. Go get this guy. You can play him in the outfield. You can play him at third base. Blah, blah, blah. And his line was, it would surprise nobody in the coming days if Cohen treated the tax threshold the way an ambitious owner worth $16 billion should treat it. And Chris Bryant should be part of his investment.
Okay. Wow. Now, here's the question. Do you do this because you want to make a splash in New York? Or do you really believe that Chris Bryant could be a difference maker? There'll be general managers that will look at Chris Bryant and say, yeah, he's struggling in this Cubs lineup, but boy, if we had him, that guy would really pay dividends for us offensively. He'd really come out. I really believe, because you know Chris Bryant, and I think a lot of us know Chris Bryant around here, even more so the national media, that all-star appearance helped Chris Bryant.
No doubt.
Did not take a crap on the Cubs. Says, I just want to play like a kid, moving all over the field. I have value. It was a great sales job. Mm-hmm. For Bryant in that spot. Now, not offensively, because what he did in the All-Star games, what we've seen him with the Cubs. So him not coming through was not a surprise to me in the All-Star game. Okay. That's what he does, right? But, Cap, I think that that was great for Bryant because ultimately he's out there in the outfield talking to Buck and Smoltz and saying, come get me. Arms outstretched, like,
I'll
come get me.
I'll play hard for the Cubs as long as I'm in Chicago. Great city. Love it. But whatever.
That was him dating the other general managers from afar.
I'm out here.
That's what it,
and
that's
I'll
what
play
it was.
Anywhere you want me to play.
Whatever you want.
Right.
Like, I'm just feel like a kid again and moving all over the field. And yeah, we've gone through 11 game losing streak, but you know what? I'm here. Please come rescue me. As if you need rescuing. But this is what I thought it was for him.
How do you think Mike Bryant would handle the New York media? Who people think our media is tough? Go to Philly. Go to New York. Brutal. I mean, they don't care about any of it. You already had Zach Wilson, the Jets' new quarterback, tell his mom, if it's about money, I'll pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop social media. Get going at people and being an anti-vax. All of it. Stop. Mike Bryant didn't like that he got his son got a fair question from Joe Buck. The New York media will eat him alive.
Here's what I think some don't know about the New York media. When you are in that market, you're dealing with New York media, New Jersey media, and sometimes Connecticut media.
Mm-hmm.
So you got three rows, three different states that are coming in, helicoptering in to cover the event.
All trying to get clicks.
Right. And so now your 10-minute scrum becomes 30 minutes because you got to cover all the big cities, right? You're covering from New York City to Hartford. They all want to know why you suck and why you're 0 for 4 today.
Mm-hmm.
How come you didn't have a check swing in the seventh inning with runners scoring position? Why did you have a full swing? Like all this, the granular, small stuff that would be small for some people is big in New York.
Huge.
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 So, like, if Chris Bryant wants to play that, you know, God bless him. Listen, at least the Cubs don't have to spend $30, $35 million on someone that you don't know can be a cornerstone for your franchise. You know he's a good player when the team was playing well, but when things are tough, where's Chris Bryant? And on top of that, let's not bury the lead when it comes to Javier Baez. Again, I told you, Cap, people have come to me as a Sox fan and say, hey, what if Javier Baez played for your team, played at second base? Like, no, thank you. Now with that hole in the swing and not for that lack of focus, has not been the same guy since he took the videos out of the dugout. And I don't know, and out of the clubhouse. I don't know what that's about.
Well, that's all back now.
Well, you can go downstairs and watch it now?
Yeah.
Okay. He hasn't been the same since they took it out. They put it back in. He's still not the same.
He's still got 20-plus homers.
Yep.
He still is not last night, but he's still an outstanding defensive player. He has driven in the most on the team.
Yep.
You're telling me if the deal made sense, you wouldn't want him for the rest of the year at second base?
What did I just tell you? I don't want him on my baseball team. I don't need sloppy seconds.
I don't
from the other side of town. I can find a better deal someplace else. Just because he plays in the same town doesn't necessarily mean I need him on my baseball team. I don't need that. All that cub on him, all of those issues. Now, again, as I mentioned, if Bryant goes someplace else, maybe he is the player that you think he should be, but just not with this lineup.
So I don't know where this whole thing's headed. I've told you for a long time it was over. I keep hearing that the Cubs have re-engaged with Anthony Rizzo. We are going to ask Anthony. Is your side talking to him?
Oh, no.
He's on at 9:35 today.
Oh, no.
If he says, I don't want to talk about it, okay. That tells you your answer. If he says, nope, have had no conversations, that would be surprising to me.
Oh, no. Let's not do this again.
Do what?
Oh, jeez. Let's not do this with Rizzo and his agent. Don't do this again.
I'm not asking about the vaccine.
I understand you're not asking about the vaccine. Just be careful now. You don't want your phone ringing again? David, why would you ask you about free agency and being traded? Why would you do that, David?
Because that's the topic everyone wants to know about.
That's not the topic. No one's asking him that. That's a shit. David, you want that again? You want to get cash out for the next half hour between 9:35 and 10? Oh, God. Last time you asked a very, very poignant, strong question to Rizzo that he didn't have to answer, it went viral in like 2 minutes all over the world. You asked him a simple question. Actually, Cap, I'm not vaccinated. Oh, God! What do you mean?
The funniest part of that whole thing
2 minutes.
Was within 2 minutes, it's aggregated everywhere.
All over the world.
Right. And
it's on the bottom line on Fox. It's on ESPN.
We go to Crosstalk, and I am dealing with that. I got my phone here. Carm's like, well, he's gone for Crosstalk.
Yeah, you're done. You had nothing to say.
Nothing.
Because you were trying to battle the other side.
Yes.
Are you sure you want that again? I mean, that'll go, again, 2 minutes, it was everywhere.
It's a legitimate question.
I understand.
Because if they're going to bring him back, why would they not get something done now? And if they're not going to bring him back, then don't engage. That's it.
You know Jed's on the phone, right? Jed's on the phone.
To every team in baseball.
He's on the phone.
Tell me who you want, and let's make a deal. I'm remaking this team. And as a fan, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm envious of what you have. That's what we had 5 years ago, all these good young players.
Brother, that was a lot of losses, a lot of pain. A lot of pain.
But if I had told Danny, the Cubs fan, in 2016, that magical night in Cleveland, Danny, never getting back to the World Series with this group, and they're going to break it up in 2021, and they should have done it 3 years earlier, and they're going to get very little value back. Danny would never have believed it.
But you got your one championship, though. Imagine you go through this. You know how many teams have gone through this, the winning ways, and not get anything for it? You mean you got your championship.
You did.
But you want us to be in the championship level by not trading everybody, but making a few deals, upgrading some spots, and then see you kind of go from there. Yankees have done it for a long time. Red Sox have done it for a long time. I wish the Cubs would have done that. For you and your fandom, you deserve more than Jock Peterson.
Well, let me just tell you that the Red Sox won it in 18. They were lousy. Post-18, mm-hmm. Sale had Tommy John. They're back in first. You can do it that quickly.
Yeah.
3 years later, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Hoodwinked is next. Is Hoodie telling us the truth? Or is Hoodie pulling a fast one? 312-332-3776. Caller 10 gets a chance to win pizza from Lou Malnati's. The best. Next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. All right, Cap and J-Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Hoodwinked is brought to you by the wonderful people at Lou Malnati's. You want authentic, the best deep dish pizza? They've got outstanding thin crust, the Lou salad with the sweet vinaigrette dressing. Sen-freaking-sational.
Dude, it is the best, man.
Hoodie was going to a family event, and they said, hey, are you near Malnati's? Just bring us the salad.
You always want to go to an event, and you say, what can I bring? Wine? Can I bring, you know, something special that we cook? No. Just bring the salad from Lou Malnati's.
And get the extra dressing.
That's exactly what it was.
Black told me, I never even thought of it. I grew up going to Malnati's. Black said, get an extra dressing and dip the crust in. It's amazing. Tried it. It is amazing.
Great.
Anyway, hoodwinked, we have a caller on the line, Mike in Arlington Heights. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Cap. How you doing this morning?
Doing very well. You ready to play this fun game?
I am. And real quick, Cap, I don't think the Cubbies are turning this thing around as quick as the Red Sox are, but I wish you the best of luck there.
I appreciate that. That's how I try to live an optimistic life. Okay, so Jonathan is going to take the floor. He will tell us a story. You and I will converse privately with a couple hundred thousand of your closest friends. And then in the end, it's my decision, but I will let you kind of guide that decision, whether he's telling us the truth or not.
Perfect.
All right, Hoodie.
Are you ready, Mike?
I am, Hoodie.
I hate to interrupt your conversation with Cap, but I'm trying to get you a pizza here, all right? Not just any pizza.
No,
not just a pizza. Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's
one of my favorites.
It's interesting, Mike, that our fantasy football convention will take place at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park on the south side, because I spent a lot of time there working for a pro wrestling company. You know, in that venue, you can be able to see music. There's pro wrestling. Of course, it's a great place. You know, they have a nice patio, all that stuff, right? It's a great place, 115 Bourbon Street. But I actually worked there at a wrestling company. I was asked by the promoter of said wrestling company to do a promo, which is an interview, against a wrestler face-to-face who was 6'7", 350 pounds of muscle. I mean, the guy was just an amazing athlete. And I'm thinking, well, why am I being asked to do that? Because I'm a special guest, and they wanted someone that had a gift to gab to be able to go at this guy. And so I said, sure, I'd be able to do that. What do you want me to talk about? They said, oh, you know, just kind of talk about him. Just kind of take him apart. I said, oh, okay. So we're in front of, I guess, 300-400 people at 115 Bourbon Street at this wrestling event. And I talked about how he wasn't so bright and how he's a musclehead, and talked about his family and kind of ran him down. So after I do all this for about 3 or 4 minutes, this guy decides to give me a clothesline and send me down to the ground. I don't know if that was part of the deal or not, but I was just told just to speak, and then I was knocked down to the ground with a clothesline, and it I saw stars afterwards. And so I didn't expect that. Did that really happen?
Ooh, wow. Boy.
Like, I know what a diehard. Like, I loved wrestling growing up, Bob Luce and the AWA with Vern Gagne and all that. Hoodie takes it to another level.
Right.
But I just can't believe that they would put themselves out there for a lawsuit and clothesline my partner.
Oh, boy. That's tough. Hoodie, I think you're hoodwinking me.
You want to? Is that the way you want me to go here?
I think so. I think he's pulling a fast one here.
All right, Jonathan Hood, we, Mike and I, believe you are trying to hoodwink us.
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a true story. Actually happened, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Certainly did.
We have been hoodwinked.
The first bump I've ever taken in wrestling was at 115 Bourbon Street. The first time I've ever been knocked down.
You didn't expect it.
Didn't I expect that? No.
How old were you?
In my 20s.
I was going to go sidebar, may I approach?
Oh, please. Go ahead.
How old you were. And in the 20s, it might have led us down a different path. I didn't realize you were that much younger.
Yes. Peacock was there to see that.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Don't tell my wife, but I was sleeping with the marketing director last night, so I'm going to grab a gift card, I'm going to buy it, and I am going to get you your pizza.
Thanks, Cam.
All right,
Mike,
you got it.
Mike, tell everybody what station just hooked you up with a Lou Malnati's pizza.
ESPN 1000 Chicago.
You're okay. The man, Mike. Hang on, okay, buddy?
Oh, God.
All right.
There you go. Wow, you got just, did it hurt?
No. Yes. especially because it wasn't in the ring. It was like on a ramp, so in the aisleway. So it was part of a deal where this wrestler was going from a baby face to a heel, a good guy to a bad guy. And so I'm just talking about him, running him down, and I didn't know what I was going to. I just took the mic, and everyone heard me say it. Now, all of a sudden, he clotheslines me and sends me down to the ground as my first and only bump in wrestling.
I watched the Nature Boy Ric Flair 30 for 30.
That tremendous. ESPN,
tremendous. Like, I've watched it 2 or 3 times because I really liked the Nature Boy. But he said the hardest thing about the training is when they throw you into the ropes, it rips the skin on your back until it finally calluses over.
Yes.
He said, and when you get a bump where they smash you on the ground, if you don't know how to fall, he goes, dude, you are sore for days.
So Ric Flair is the David Kaplan of wrestling, and here's why. Because you live the gimmick, mm-hmm. right? Like, whoever you are, this is who you got. Person on the radio, it's like me. The person on the radio is a person that you'll see out in the street. There's a guy by the name, guy named Matt, I believe, I saw in the elevator,
uh-huh.
our elevator for our garage.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, are you Jonathan, this morning? He says, are you Jonathan Hood? I was like, yeah. I listen to you and Cap every morning. I was like, well, thank you. I said, someone has to. so why not you, right? But the point is, though, here's why that you're like Ric Flair. You live the gimmick. So when Ric Flair in his interviews, if you watch the documentary, you saw it, always dressed to the nines, right? Always had suits. Well, because he talked about the promo, you got to be that. So he always had a hookup at Michael's at Kansas City. Right. Michael's is a suit place in Kansas City. And he always had a hookup there. It's like, oh, you talk about us on the television. Here's $20,000 worth of suits. Michaels of Kansas City. And so here's a problem. Great, Cap. You got $20,000 worth of suits, but you're spending $30 on the road.
Right.
that's the problem.
He was out of his mind.
Like, you know, like, hey, how about 100 kamikaze shots? Everybody in the bar, 100 kamikaze shots. Yeah, that's great, man. So you made $500 for wrestling and cutting your head open all night.
Spent $2,000 in the bar.
That's the problem. Right, but you're living the gimmick though, because I'm Ric Flair. I'm the guy that you love to hate because I've got all the money. Yeah, but that's great, man. You made $1,000 for cutting your head open. That's awesome.
Limousine riding, Rolex wearing, diamond. He was the greatest, man. I love that guy.
Do you know how many times that he had to give his belt over for collateral just to make do? Like, here's a $25,000 championship. Just hold on to it. I'll make do with the money. He was living the gimmick, man.
He was.
Still is. Hey, man, I made $2,500 today, but I spent $3,000.
Sounds like Joe Buck.
Jack Buck. So that's the problem.
All right, we don't need no stinking handyman. This was a big topic. Big. At Danny's party the other night. We don't need no stinking handyman. Or do we? Next.
Take that.
This is Cap and J Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So are you a handy guy?
Yes, when my wife's not home, absolutely.
Wow.
And so are you.
No shot.
Oh, really?
No shot. You couldn't distance yourself from that quick enough. Yes, every... Come on.
Come on.
I'm talking about your shower.
Last segment, Hoodie was just saying how you're the same guy on and off the air, and now you're saying no shot.
Do you like to do it yourself?
I am...
What?
Not a handy guy. Like the other day, our handle broke on our sliding door.
Yeah.
Had to call my friend Umberto. Hey, Umberto, can you stop by the house and fix the handle for me?
Oh, Umberto. Yeah.
I tried. I worked on it. I even went to Home Depot and still couldn't get it fixed. Mm-hmm. But you had water problems.
Absolutely. Well, if you're talking about the shower, as far as being a handyman, I could talk to you about that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, you got to clarify, man. I don't know where. Hey, listen, I work with you. I don't know where you're going at the time. I have to just listen in.
In the last week, we've talked about Rory McIlroy's nipples. I mean, we've gotten into a bunch.
Okay, let me save the segment here. So when it comes to the shower, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Monday, I just go in, and just like any other time, you turn on the shower, and all of a sudden, there's more water hitting the back wall, the shower wall, than it is coming out of the actual shower head. And I'm like, oh boy, that's a problem.
So it's leaking around the head?
You could feel, pardon the expression, there is an issue there where there's a leak, and you could feel where it's separated from the rest of the shower head. I'm like, well, there's the problem right there. And I tell Peacock, I go, boy, we got an issue with the shower. And she says, well, we really need a handyman around here. And I'm thinking, does she mean that she'd rather have a handyman than me? Or she's saying, do we need a handyman? Which is it? I wish I was more handy with some of those things, right? Ultimately, that either needs a wrench, and obviously the wrench is not working because I tried it, or we just need to put a new shower head up. But the point is, though, she said it out loud. Her thought bubble came out loud, like, we really need a handyman around here, because there's a number of issues, right? The same issues out with the faucet in the backyard. There's a number of, like, little things that need to be done. We really need a handyman around here. And I'm just like, you know, there's a reason why that we're in 2021, because it's supposed to be for convenience, right? If we're busy, I might not have time to be able to do the little things, right? I got UIC. I'm working with you. I'm doing all this. I got a lot of stuff going on. SiriusXM. Got a lot of stuff going on.
Correct.
So that's why you make the money that you do. You try to work as hard as possible. So that way, if you're not available to do it, someone can do it for you.
Correct.
That's what I look at.
Okay. So I'm not very good. Like for me, if I was in your shoes, I'd just flex seal. Billy May. Is Billy Mays there? I need some flex seal.
Is he still alive?
Isn't he?
I don't think so. I don't know if he
Danny, is.
Is
Billy Mays dead?
I don't know if he is or not.
I didn't know he was dead.
I'm not sure.
Cap, he passed away in 2009, so I understand how that didn't catch up to you yet.
I did not know Billy Mays died.
Billy Mays! Is he still alive? He looks dead. He's not flexing anyone's seal right now.
No. He has that, like, flex seal that tape.
I know what it is. Yes.
So you just, take the shower head off.
Yes.
Wrap that tape there and get that bad boy screwed back on.
But the question still stands, Your Honor. Is she looking for someone that's more of a handyman? She says, we need a handyman around here. She says, like, yeah, I can do some things, but I don't do a lot of things.
You need yourself a Mr. Roper to come get things done.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
See that,
or my father-in-law.
Okay, Tim the Toolman. And by the way, what a legacy that guy leads, by the way. Tim Allen is like a Hall of Famer for three successful shows. You can't get him off TV. He's got a new one right now. He's been on the every decade. He's like Hasselhoff. Like every decade, he's got something. But yeah, like a Mr. Roper is a great idea. But Roper did nothing, Jeff. He was just making faces and making fun of Jack.
Well, you know, to lighten the mood.
But I need my shower fixed. So, of course, like a good husband does, I was able to buy a new shower. I haven't put it up yet. I didn't put a new shower head in, but I did buy it.
I think you're going to need the flex tape as you screw the shower head on. It gets the you create a seal so the water can't leak from where you screw on the head and where the pipe is.
Is it a flex tape?
They have a flex tape. They have a flex seal.
Uh-huh. Do you know this for a fact that he needs to put that in there?
Yes.
Or are you just 100%. Making that up?
100% because I did it myself.
Because Umberto did it for you?
Umberto fixed the back screen, the sliding glass door.
Oh, I see.
But ask my wife 99.9% of the time. I'm like, she's like, hey, Dad. I'm like, what's going on? We have 3-4 things at the house. Can you come in and fix them? Because they know I'm not real good at that.
My wife uses it as a slight on me.
Right.
She'll be like, my dad could fix everything in the house. And I'll always shoot back, your dad can't work an iPhone. Tell your dad to put on Disney Plus. Yeah, maybe he could put a fan in our house. But I've got skills he doesn't.
Correct.
You tell her next time, why don't you marry your dad next time? How about that?
She probably would.
How about that? Why don't you marry your dad then?
But it's like a slight. Jay, it'd be like we had this fence that needs fixing. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to call the company that put in the fence and they're going to come out and fix it. She'll be like, my dad would have fixed the fence himself.
No, wait. Here's what your wife does. Danny, she says that we need to be able to have this painted. We meaning you.
Yes, it's always we need to fix the fence.
Yes.
There's bushes now that need to be removed, and I got this yesterday. We need to remove those bushes. Well, we should start, Diana.
Yeah, good luck.
We should start.
Yeah, I get the same thing from my... But now it's...
We.
He's a wonderful husband. He's a great father to all the kids. He's awful at fixing things. Like, I'm just that guy off to the side.
Yeah, I mean, but it makes you feel a little smaller, just a few inches smaller as a man when your significant other tells you that you're not very handy. Because, again, our generation, not our generation, but our forefathers grew up by putting two sticks together to make fire. You know, they were able to cobble up some land and build their own homes. You go into your ancestry. Go to Ancestry.com. There's a Kaplan that was able to buy some stuff to put a home together. Dig deep. You'll find it right there.
Somewhere.
No, absolutely. There's a Kaplan in your family. Abe, I believe it was. Abe Kaplan, deep down in your family tree, was able to put a house together.
All I knew was on the 23andMe, I had to be related to Jay Cutler.
Oof. The bodybuilder. Clearly, because look at you.
I think it's the quarterback.
I don't think that's true. I think it's a bodybuilder, because look at you. He tuned out to Matote also.
He did.
So I feel bad. And so, Danny, do you feel bad that, like, when Diana's trying to tell you? Because I felt bad. Like, she's like, well, we need a handyman around here. I'm like, I provide everything else except be able to use my hands on a regular basis.
See, I don't feel bad at all because I feel like the tide's turning. Like, you brought up Cap's, like, history. Go back to 23andMe and figure out. Like, we don't hunt anymore. We don't gather anymore. We've evolved as people. So, like, being handy, being able to fix the fence myself is not a slight on me. It's just I've got other priorities in the day, and I'm going to figure out how to worry about those and be better at those things. And somebody that's great at fixing fences, I'll let them fix the fence.
That's fair.
Do you change the light bulbs in the house?
Oh, come on. If you say no to that one, that's a real problem.
Okay.
Yes. You don't change your own light bulbs. That's not handy.
No.
That's just incompetent.
I do, but I actually, like, ask for credit. Like, she'll come home.
You don't get credit. You do. Changing a light bulb literally is the easiest thing you can do. It doesn't even categorize in the handy.
I have to go get the ladder. I got to drag it upstairs. So she'll come home. What'd you do all afternoon after you got off the air at 10:30? I said, I had to cut commercials with Danny. We had a meeting with Mike. She's like, okay, and you were home by what, 11:45? Yeah. I said, you notice in the bathroom all the lights that were out. I put 4 bulbs in. Wow, progress.
So she didn't do it. You did it.
Exactly.
Take that.
Take that, Mindy. 312-332-3776 is our number. You can get to us throughout the show, but next is Shot or no shot in 2 minutes.
Take that.